This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
SJWs and you put them in control of big social networks, and what do you get? You get tyranny. You get power trips. You get censorship. You get the new dark age. You know, Stephen Colbert, the guy that reads off teleprompters, the actor, the failed comedian, in many respects, is he's not his own man, who poses like he's a newsman, never called me a racist, because they know you can get sued for that, and it's not true. Until he thought this week I was taken off the air. 200-plus radio stations, 400-plus TV stations, close to 100 cable stations, and there'll be more next week. No, Jack. We're not censored. And millions of people listening right now on our streams and video streams on our own server, dummy. And our app, number one in news, from the top 40 to number one in just days. See how that works? Oh, your app is at number one. See how that works? But look at this. We go to InfoWars.com. Colbert, Alex Jones banned for promoting race war. That's what he said. And then he didn't show where I said it. You go, oh, it's comedy. No, it's not. Then he gets out Gatorade. He calls it Haterade with a burning cross. Win the race and the war. Win the race and the race war. So this is what they've stooped to, and then a swarm of bees destroys me, which is an allegory of what they're doing to me. So here it is. Let's go ahead and roll this.
But I'm still broadcasting from a nation's last bastion of free speech, the in-house web player on the whole thing.
Hey, pause again. Notice, they're the ones really trying to censor things, saying they want speech shut down. Democrat senators saying shut all Republicans down. Just incredible stuff that should end them forever. But he makes it a joke. I'm broadcasting from the last bastion of freedom here. But brain fight. And you can't even do it as good as I do. Let me pour some of this on my head here. So let's go back to this guy. Let's go back to John Podesta's good personal friend. Reportedly, they spent a lot of time together. Here it is.
Haterade, the knockoff sports drink for athletic Klansmen, okay? This is the only cream-based sports drink for sale.
All right, pause. On the dark. Back it up 10 seconds. So people make jokes about this. Oh, it's a joke, but I go out, or Candace Owens goes out, who's a classical liberal black lady, and they scream, Nazi scum, go away, KKK. And you're like, I'm not in the KKK. I mean, they don't care, because Colbert said it. See, this is the... So they get to act like real Nazis. And Colbert knows this psychology. So the average idiot that still watches TV thinks it's cool to follow this guy. Look, here, let's go.
The knockoff sports drink for athletic Klansmen, okay? This is the only cream-based sports drink for sale on the dark web. Haterade, win the race and the race war, all right? Now it's a slippery slope. If they can de-platform Tuck Buckford, next thing you know, they'll be coming after me for so-called child support, which I owe to my ex-wife, who I miss desperately. President Trump, I need you to do the right thing, all right? Help Tuck. Venmo me $50, or China will win the midterms, all right?
All right, so all that's a little hat tip to my ex-wife. And all this other stuff, and how they want to shut our money down. And that's how they went over free speech. And again, or China will win the next deal, because they're only taking over NOAA with Chinese messages, and they only own the debt. They only took over Hollywood. They're only threatening to take over Apple yesterday if they don't submit to them. I mean, it's no big deal to have a foreign communist dictatorship threatening to seize Apple in China if we don't submit. That's not a problem at all if you're a New York, actual Canadian, anti-American guy like Stephen Colbert, who thinks he's really, really funny when he's got over 100 writers filling all this crap out for him. So, hey, you think the bees are after us, Bubba? The little bumblebees are after you. And censorship doesn't turn out too well most of the time. And that's why I haven't checked the numbers since 5.6 million people subscribed to the podcast, downloaded the, and sent us their emails. We can stay in contact at InfoWars.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
Wars come to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
So, when the history books are written, this is the big deplatforming. This is the Chinese-style net censorship slash social score system. In their own words, China and Apple have moved to China. They are openly censoring. It is a crazy time to be alive. They're lying about what I say and what I do to create the straw man to carry that out. But I've got 200-plus radio stations. I've got 400, 500-plus TV stations. I just got good word during the break. Hundreds of stations are calling. Hand over fist picking them up. People are like, we're sick of the censorship. We know what's going on. But here's the issue. Just like when they censored conservatives in the media, it made AM radio come back in the 80s. The same thing's happening for FM radio, UHF, VHF cable. But that's still not a good thing, because for the average comedian or the average libertarian or just, you know, common sense talk show host or whoever it is, or people working in companies, they're all being fired are restricted for their speech, and the cult is getting worse. Owen Benjamin, I'm not even a big comic follower, and I've seen him on national TV, follow his work, pretty talented guy. Owen Benjamin has been kicked off Twitter. A huge pianist, he's a big pianist, pianist.com, and of course he uses he works with his wife on Owen's nice wife at Twitter. So he has been blackballed. He has been blacklisted. And I know about his story. At first, it was behind the scenes. He submitted a little bit, but it got so bad he couldn't. And so now he's been deplatformed. He's been blocked. But even Seinfeld complains. I mean, all the big comics complain. I guess Seinfeld told his daughter 2 years ago. We played the audio. They go, you know, we live out in the country in upstate New York. We're going to move back to New York so you can meet more boys. She goes, that's sexist to say the word boy. And he went, wow, you're in a cult. And so people won't go to the universities anymore. It just gets crazier and crazier. And then they people big tech with these university folks who love China selling organs of dissidents and killing Christians or Buddhists or any of that's cool. But my God, if you criticize burkas, got the new burka Barbie thing here. I went to the mall the other day, I take my daughters to the Cheesecake Factory, and I mean, there was women in burkas walking around, eating their food under their deals. And imagine, they make them do this in those countries where they're beaten or killed. I mean, you talk about the feminists, this is like what prisoners wear. Except it was actually like this. It was like, the whole face was covered. It was like, oh. And they would like lift it up and eat the food under it, and then I'm hateful, and I'm a right-winger, and I think that's crazy. So, yeah, we don't want to let her face get seen. She can get beheaded if that happens. So, we're going to do the broadcast here now with Owen Benjamin for the rest of the hour. We'll open the phones up on censorship towards the end with him. We have a special guest joining us after that. But, Owen, good to have you on. I mean, I know you want to just recount your experiences as a thought criminal of what's going on. So I appreciate you as a comedian that's been through all this joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. Big fan. Yeah, what happened to me is a similar thing that happened to you. I was I had like 125,000 Twitter followers, and I had the blue check mark and everything, and I was banned for life from Twitter at the same day that I was kicked off YouTube for live streaming because of my criticism of David Hogg in a funny tweet. And I'd already made fun of the establishment comedians. And I've been approved by so many of these gatekeepers. Like, I have two Comedy Central specials. I was a regular on Sullivan and Son on TBS for 3 years. I've done Leno and Fallon and all these things. And I did this one tweet where it had all the late-night comedians, and I said, everybody here endorsed Hillary Clinton, and they have the same stance on everything, ladies and gentlemen, comedy. And it got, like, 50,000 retweets, and it ruffled so many feathers that I think that put the mark on me. You know, I would openly say, like, Stephen Colbert's Rachel Maddow with failed jokes, and people would just get angry. And but they can't take you down. You know, you just find new platforms, and it's all good.
Well, that's the thing. And in the real world, in, like, 8 Islamic countries, if a woman didn't wear a burqa and got caught driving a car, she'd be caned or even stoned or killed by her family. Now, they'll say, oh, you're banned for putting down Islam. No, this is what Islam is. And if you want to do like Monty Python today would have, you know, behead Barbie, you know, beheaded Barbie with a guillotine, or stoned Barbie where she's caught without her burqa, you know, just for a second at dinner. If it falls down, document cam shot, please. If it just falls down for a second, she is then stoned to death. But to me, that's not comedy, but it's a way to illustrate it. Because it's so obvious, we're not allowed to point out the obvious that burqa Barbie is not allowed to drive a car. And where are the feminists on this?
Right, but that is comedy, and that's why they're so terrified of comedy, is because burqa Barbie, I saw a sketch out of, I think, Brazil, where it was all these women in burqas shopping for clothes. And the whole the juxtaposition is just that all the clothes are the same and no one can see anyone's face.
Sure, what about exactly burkinis?
Yeah, it's a joke. I have a video called It's Time to Submit to Tolerance. Like, I do these funny PSAs where it's like, it's time to give our guns to Hitler, you know, where it just shows the irony, the cognitive dissonance of the left, that they just don't see how funny it is. And I think that's why they took over comedy, because comedy is always the Achilles heel of totalitarianism, because you just point out the emperor having no clothes, you know, like they're saying Donald Trump is Hitler, and then they say, now give your guns to Hitler. And it would be these funny fit. And the one for I did about Islam was it's time to submit to tolerance. You know, even the language they're using is so ironic that it's hysterical. And that's what scares them. And that's why they need comedians to all just be propagandists at this point and not be the balancing counterweight of society. I was at CAA, and I got my agent dropped me when I publicly stood against a guy who was saying his 5-year-old son was a girl and was planning on giving him hormone injections. I said that was wrong, and I got absolutely the same thing that happened to you. They tried to make you not a person. And
my that's the third rail, is like Camille Paglia, who's a liberal lesbian, says telling 5-year-olds they're a girl or a boy and giving them injections is real child abuse. The parents are projecting this onto them. And then you say anything about it, you're banned. That's like the religion.
Oh, it is a religion. It's a godless state-driven religion. And I think anyone who's even mildly Christian or Jewish or just they don't have their God in the state, it's so obvious what they're doing, and you're not as susceptible to it. You know, like veganism is kosher. Original sin is white people in slavery. You know, they have this structure of,
and it's all about guilt. It's the worst components of false Christianity and Judaism. The whole Pharisees that Christ taught about, they are the Pharisees.
100%. They're trying to make a priest class. They're trying to make the a class of people that aren't that won't be taken down for doing the very thing.
And notice the New York Times, it says whites are subhuman and should be exterminated. She's part of the priest class. She's not a white male, so she's allowed to, but you're not.
Of course. And Asians make more money than white people per capita in America, and there's more of them in the world, so it makes no sense.
It's unbelievable. It's the left has looked at demographics. They decided to go hardcore racist. As you said, the political correctness is the new religion. Owen Benjamin, blacklisted comedian. We'll talk to him straight ahead. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the most hated, most censored broadcast in the world by tyrants.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going back to our guest, Owen Benjamin, here in a moment. This is no joke. I've had four other apps. One of them had like 9 million people download it. The others were okay. One of them we put out last year. It had some problems. We got rid of it. This one's free. And we put it out 3.5 weeks ago. It was already in the top 40. Now it's number one on news on Apple Android. So they did this new thing where they would just delist it. You couldn't scroll up to number one on Android, but now it's back. On Apple, they moved it back a few spaces. I don't know how you go to number one and they move it back. But Tim Cook says they're watching it very closely. They're listening right now. They've moved to China officially. They're helping round up the population there. They're helping spy on everybody. And don't worry, BuzzFeed, they were told, we're watching Alex and listening right now. Boy, isn't that American. And what have you heard here? Man, I'm with my wife and 3 daughters at the mall. There's all these women in full burkas. And it freaked me out because I know into their culture they kill those women if they don't wear those. They stone them to death. That freaks me out. That makes me a bigot against women. So first it's a job Barbie actually rolled out, but now we've got burka Barbie. Briefly here, Infowars.com/app. You can get the Droid app. You can get the other apps. For Android. There's a whole bunch of other apps other people have made. Some work good, some don't. Ours is excellent, but the most important thing you should do while record audiences are tuned in is Infowars.com/show. Go subscribe to our podcast. All Apple, iTunes, and Stitcher did, we had like 9 million subscribers, 10 million subscribers almost, was delist us. They were just streaming our bandwidth. We paid for it, and then they just made money on putting advertising on it. They blew all that away. They said, you can't choose to come to our platform that you use on your phone that you thought was just a playlist you created. They're saying, you can't listen to the Rolling Stones, or you can't listen to whatever it is. You can't listen to John Williams. You can't listen to Alex Jones. Think about that. And it's not because I wasn't popular. It's because we're number one. I went on Joe Rogan's show. Known Joe for, you know, since 1998. Been on his show only one time. Best podcast he ever did, highest rated. Wouldn't even list it in iTunes as number one. So it's not that Owen Benjamin wasn't successful. It's that he was successful. It was that he was getting 50,000 retweets, and I've seen him on TV myself, and I barely pay attention. He was a funny guy. And so no. You don't make jokes about that. So get into more of how you were persecuted, where it's gone now, and then let's tell some of these verboten jokes that have got you banned off Twitter and that you're blocked from doing here, because they can have jihadis on there calling for Trump's death, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. Like the Russians had this this saying, the tallest nail gets hammered down. And I think that's one reason why leftists don't like people that are popular or good at their craft, because it's a threat to this godless caliphate that they're trying to organize.
And their whole slacker world of being lazy idiots.
Well, yeah, that's what they're promoting. And they also they don't like the nuclear family. They don't like the fact that I'm married with children and that I respect my wife and I post pictures of my children being
awesome. Well, let's say
awesome.
It. You're also an effing white male, which isn't the minorities right. Pushing it. It's effing professors who want to create a racial divide.
Yeah.
So say it like Abe Trelick said. You're an effing white male. You don't have a right to talk, Owen Benjamin. Shut up.
Yeah, and it's the modern Marxism. Marxism failed when it was the haves and have-nots. So they just shifted it to race. They just have another nonsense division that they use to hide meritocracy and to hide.
That's it. The class warfare failed, so they went to race warfare.
Exactly. And it's so obvious when you see it, you know, well, once you see it, it's just, and it's pathetic how most comedians have responded. They just all took the knee. And I had this, a big deal with a publisher. And I remember my dad was like, why do you have to say what you say? Just don't say it for a month and then get your book out. And I was like, but once you take a knee, you never get up. And I've seen that over and over again. You can't fudge it. You have to go all or nothing. And, it's a bummer what happened to you, but at the same time, it's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi effect. Like, I don't think they realized that striking someone down actually, validates their original point. And that happened to me. You know, they tried to erase me. You know, one minute I'm entertaining the Martin Scorsese's of the world and Anne Hathaway's on stage saying she's a big fan of mine. And the next minute they just try to wipe me. And all it did is, increase the grassroots ability of me to, touring and for me to produce my own specials. Like now I just shoot and produce my own specials for my website. I don't go through, the normal.
And let me make a wild guess. You're more successful now than before. Plus you're in control of your own destiny.
Yeah. And I gave it up when I first, took that stand with the trans kids thing. I went back to doing lumber, like tree work. My brother's a lumberjack arborist type guy. And so I was doing grounds work for $20 an hour right after having a giant development deal. And I think that ability of giving it all up is why I made it through when I said I won't be a part of what you guys are a part
exactly.
of.
Exactly, zinning out and going back to being like a farmer or an arborist. And wasn't it kind of zoning out and powering, doing that manual labor? Like 8 hours goes by and you're like, feel great.
I do it now just because I realized it was what was keeping anxiety and depression at bay, because I think human beings are made to work with their hands. And so I did that to financially get out of the, because I even tweeted like UConn, University of Connecticut, because of my transphobic views.
Let's tell the story in full. Saying you're going to drug your five-year-old to change their sex when it doesn't even do that, and advertising it on top of it. Who talks about their kids' sexual issues? Who sexualizes children? You let them grow up to who they are. That's a real liberal perspective. Not, I'm going to tell my kid they're, you know, do you want to be a girl? Well, then you really are one, because it gives me attention or something.
Oh, it's insane. And the fact that when I was a little kid, when I was that age, I would play classical piano. That's why my website's huge pianist. I'm 6'7" and I play piano. But I think about it. I'm like, would I have been seen as trans? Because when I was 3, I just wanted to play piano and not play sports. You know, it's
that's an exact thing. I like rampaged through a ton of women when I was real young. And then for about 2 years, I got real cerebral when I was about 20 and into politics. I remember my mom coming over and saying, are you gay? You have all these women around. I said, no, I went to another phase. No, I'm not gay. I was totally empty, dating 3-4 girls a week, if you want to know. And I said, okay, so I've got another perspective. And I went and got married after that. Exactly. It's like this whole thing of like you play piano or you like flowers, so you must want to have your penis chopped off.
Well, and of course, the irony is the left is now becoming the most ridiculous caricature of sexist you can imagine, where if you have any inclination at all towards any type of feminine thing, and everybody has little bits of it, you know, it's like I'll get jammed up watching The Notebook or something. You know, and my wife is good at engineering. She's a stay-at-home mom, but she's really good at math, you know. So in the leftist world, that means that I should chop my wiener off and she should wear overalls. You know, it's just, it's mind-blowing how any quality you have that makes you an individual, they put into a demographic and then they ruin your life. And so when I took that stance and I named the guy, Jesse Thorne, he's an NPR guy with a lot of friends in Hollywood. And because I don't believe in this whole nebulous, I'm here to fight against rape or something. It's like, well, who's doing it? Say the name. And so the fact that, you know, the devil hates that when you call it out. And so the fact that I said who it was and that what it was child abuse got the whole world out there to turn on me.
Well, that's what it is. You told the truth. Owen Benjamin, you're on fire. We'll come back and cover it all straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get the free app. Sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. But what you really need to do, sign up for the free podcast. And remember, we are literally gaining 30 or 40 TV stations a day. This is blowing up in their face. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At theultimateknife.com.
Your powers are weak, old man. Soon the SJWs will rule that galaxy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government.
Islam.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so
well,
does he.
Journey
live
to
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Diane, there is a proposal to remove Trump's star from the Walk of Fame.
Come on.
And
it's a great idea.
I wanted to ask you.
I think someone should take a
Well, that's the whole problem is people are vandalizing it so much.
That's great.
But they're citing.
Make a toilet out of it. Come on.
They're citing.
I'm glad you're going to use it.
Disturbing.
Well, the good news is it's been removed. You censors got what you wanted. It's like they want to change the name of Austin because they say it's racist.
Question that's been posed is if they're going to remove Trump's star for his disturbing treatment of women, should they remove people like Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby's stars as well?
Oh God, I don't know. But I think right now we should just, you know, Trump, make it a toilet,
Just put a toilet there.
Put one on top of it, actually.
Okay.
No one wants to, take a up. Oh, my God, what am I saying? Oh, God. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
And we are back with Owen Benjamin, band comedian, been one of the very successful comedian out there in the U.S. Go over the time frame of this, and then contemporarily other points you want to make about experiencing this, seeing others experience it, and the way they've organized the colleges and the big tech companies into these engines of tyranny, and now Google and now Apple are moving to China and saying they're going to censor us here, and China threatens to hold Apple hostage if Trump tries something. I mean, my God, we really have been sold out. Why are these people brought up to hate America so much when they can get more opportunity here than ever? And if they just dialed into their own Americanism, they would experience and discover their own greatness.
Yeah, man, it's pretty wild. Like, so the timeline for me was, I say that about the trans children, that it's child abuse. I immediately lose, this is last October, I immediately lose my agent at CA and then my manager. And then UConn, where I was getting paid $7,500 to do an hour show, and I had a bunch lined up of those, and they all just cancel. And they sent me a letter saying why. It's because I'm transphobic. So I did the unthinkable, and I tweeted it. And I showed everyone exactly what was going on, because the way that these people operate is they slowly normalize these awful things. And so when you're a canary in the coal mine, when you're ahead of the curve a little bit, you can say, this is what their goal is. Look at this email. And then all hell broke loose, you know. And then I was also doing Steven Crowder's show, which was a big no-no for Hollywood. And then just to see everyone turn on me, like people that I've been friends with for 15 years. And it was pretty remarkable. But here's the thing is I don't think America is in the same boat as Europe and some of these other places in Canada, because I think we just have more of that that individualism.
I agree. American the ghost spirit. Of America is strong here, and if we reignite it, it can come back to life like a phoenix. So the thing about humans die, but spirits and ideas and things can come back. And I think they're panicking because they can see and feel it coming back even stronger than it was.
Oh, yeah, because all you have to do is understand that there is no amount of money that is worth that existence. And I really started feeling these feelings of how there really is truth and there's power, and there's people that are going for power and there's people that are going for truth, and you don't really know what you are unless you're tested in those moments. And
let me ask you this question. Well. Did you not feel, because you were never obviously looking for power, you wanted truth, but you were just trying to have fun, obviously, or get your ideas out and have fun. Or, don't let me speak for you, but that's how I am. But once they showed you the two different choices, it made it clear, and you're more fulfilled now that you chose the truth, then you learn the trick. Oh, then all the power is actually there. You were never looking for the power, but once you go with truth, that's what the power is.
Oh, yeah, and you can see it in like a Jimmy Kimmel. Like a Jimmy Kimmel makes more than I'll make in a lifetime in a year. And yet he has to do the bidding of these people. You know, he's out there crying because a lion got shot by a lion hunter. You know, it's just like they're not free. And what they believe, because money is a great currency, but money is just a currency of freedom. And if you don't see it that way, you're done. If you see money as the end game, it's over for you. But if you see it as almost like a way to put time in a physical form,
it's only fuel. It's only fuel to be able
exactly.
to do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, and then social approval was more of my weakness than money. Like, it hurt a lot to have people that these more powerful, more respected people.
But doesn't it hurt that you now know they're pieces of empty crap?
Yeah, no, it was almost like mourning the death of someone. It hurt, but it had to be done because of what they were doing. And it's one thing if people want to play games and play nonsense games with adults, but once it started going towards children, and that clip you just showed about the Trump star, how the Kevin Spacey star would never have been attacked because they have no problem with putting children in harm's way, but yet Trump, they attack. And it really shows the values of these people and how France, I'm pretty sure they just got rid of the age of consent laws. And I think that's one of these really evil unions that seems to be happening is the Islamists and the leftists seem to be on a team now because they both are pretty okay with child brides. And I like my tweet that got me banned from Twitter forever, permanently, was I said, David Hogg doesn't even have pubes yet. He can't tell me not to own an AR-15. That's all I said. And people made it out like I was sexualizing a child. And it was so obviously not. And then you
now you're
James
saying he's
Gunn.
Not even a teenager in manhood yet. Well, here's the deal. He makes himself a public figure. Yeah. He calls me a piece of garbage and all these names. YouTube tried to ban me the first time, saying I bullied him, but wouldn't show the video, which I didn't bully him. So exactly, they use them as puppets, then they hold them up and say we can't even criticize them when they're attacking us.
Exactly. They're using them as shields. Is this Hog?
Let me ask you this question. I know somebody's talking to you during your house. Notice you don't hear about David Hogg anymore. He went over like a lead balloon. There's like a tone deafness to the establishment. They don't get what we want.
Well, that's why I keep bringing up these things. Like, sometimes people are like, why do you keep bringing up David Hogg? Just let that thing go. I'm like, I want people to remember that happened. So, because the way mainstream media operates...
They have short attention span. They count on that. In fact, Gruber said that. They said... Yeah, go ahead.
No, exactly. They count on the fact we're goldfish. Like, no way, a castle. 3-second memory. No way, a castle. Like they need us to forget about Hogg. And Hogg was trying, like, they tried to use Hogg as a way to take away our right to bear arms. I pointed that out. And then they tried to use that to ban me. And now it's falling apart. When people show what it was that I was banned for and then put that next to James Gunn, who's advocating sex with children, like, actually, it's a joke. And to watch the malaise of people, just the dead eyes of video games and corn syrup and pornography, I'm just like, wake up.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this question. Where do you think it's going? Because it's cratering out. The IQs are dropping. You go to a leftist meeting, and they look like they're all dying. I don't say that with pleasure. It's like, what the hell happened to these people? And why are they attracted to this? Because the rest of society is going through crisis, too. I'm not saying we're doing great. But, man, you look at leftists. They are like freaked out, scared zombies. But then there's always like sociopathic controllers above them going, my minions are afraid under my control.
Yeah, I think they got them addicted to cortisol. It's almost like people that I've had close friends that have been addicted to gambling, and you don't become addicted to winning. You actually become addicted to losing, which is really dangerous. And so these people, unless they're in a constant state of panic and chaos, they don't know what to do with themselves. And it really is a fundamental, almost medical problem at this point, because the left wasn't this ferocious. You had I have friends, some Christian conservative friends that I used to think were being crazy, and now I've apologized to them and admitted that they were right at foreseeing a lot of these horrifying things that have come. The left is
now exactly super right wing Christians told me stuff 30 years ago. I thought they were nuts. It all came true.
Me too. Yeah, like my boy Stephen Crowder, a couple other of my friends were saying. You know, I was all about gay marriage because of the freedom aspect, that I don't want anyone to not have the freedom that I have is my fundamental American mindset. And people would say, oh, they're going to go after the kids, man. They're going to take away gender. They're going to make men and women. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. And then they didn't even celebrate gay marriage. They immediately just started going after the next thing. And, you know, Caitlyn's Woman of the Year. And now there's no Mother's Day and Father's Day. And I just saw that it was a destructive force. You know, I think the right more builds the house and the left more destroys the house.
You're right.
And
they want to destroy it because they see it as conquering it. They're not even fundamentally smart enough to, like, take it over. Like, oh, no, this really works. Let's run this. Let's be better at this. They go, no, we will fundamentally destroy it.
Yeah, we have to save them from themselves in a lot of ways. Because if you read the Gulag Archipelago, you see that its wave of leftists eats the previous wave of leftists.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the way the mainstream corporate media has acted, it's like, oh, Sean Hannity stuck up for Alex Jones. Wow, what a kook. How horrible for First Amendment. And Jack Dorsey did. Jack Dorsey's under heat because Trump came out and said shadow banning is criminal. We're looking into it. So now he's trying to back off. He's been the vanguard of the censorship. And I'm trying to fight with Jack Dorsey. I'd like to be on all these platforms and reach people. But I look at the sickening headlines where they're just foaming at the mouth to take me off air. They never actually show a clip of what I've said. They just go, Jones, you don't have free speech. But I want to show people something that are TV viewers. If you go to Google and type in Alex Jones, it says free speech scholars, Alex Jones, you are not protected. Well, I got it. I'm not protected. And I went, wait, I saw that article like a week ago. And sure enough, they published it a week ago. They republished it again. They're gaming Google so bad that Google puts their stories out every day like they're new. You just see how the tech giants with the New York Times are like, suppressing everybody else and then force-feeding the New York Times saying take Alex Jones off the air. And then 78% say don't censor him at all. Another 14% say we're not sure. Let 8% says censor me. And they don't care, though. They're still pushing it. Owen Benjamin, a popular comedian that's been blackballed by these folks, you say it's made you stronger. Where do you see this long-term going? Where do you see this going as big tech merges with China? But because they're Asian, it's okay to kill Christians and conservatives and Buddhists. I mean, it's like the left are like a group of monsters.
I don't know. I can't make a prediction as far as our currency or international relations or stuff. It's just culturally is where I kind of am a bit of an expert. So I can maybe make a prediction there. I think that it'll just continue to divide people until you have almost two just completely different nations existing within America. One that hates America, does not want any border security, does, you know, is ironic in every single thing they say, you know, that Kanye West says that black people don't have to vote Democrat and they call him a racist for that. Like, just mind blowing ironies. And then you'll have people like us from a variety of backgrounds that just see the world more as individuals. And business is beautiful for people like us because, in the real world, merit is validated. You know, like Facebook and Twitter stocks are plummeting. Facebook lost 18% of their country's value their company's value in 1 week because of decisions like this, because virtue signaling is not profitable, especially when it's so false. So the future, I'm not really sure. All I know is I have fresh water sources and a couple guns for hunting, and I have fig trees. But other than that, I don't really know.
I look at headlines like the Washington Post giving their losers who are losing the primaries, losing everything, simulated victories. Alex Jones loses his empire, but not for the reason you'd think. As the poem goes, you know, said Senator Ted Cruz, first they came for Alex Jones. No.
It's only going to make you stronger. I mean, that's the irony.
If our listeners stay vigilant and aware and have a memory, like you said they will, right now we're reaching a lot of new people. But it's not about us. The fact that they can set a precedent to deplatform us and take our commenting service away and take our email service away, and they're trying to take our DNS. And I mean, right now they're trying. I should have been on air beginning of the show. Like, they're trying to take our DNS, our servers. They're trying to kick us off air. So this argument of, oh, it's a private company. It's like saying, oh, you can't have phone service because you're Jewish in Nazi Germany. I mean, they're making their move right now.
Yeah, it is an information monopoly too. So it doesn't have the same, bake the cake type argument. It's not, they have such a massive monopoly that it isn't right what they're doing to you at all. But one thing it does do is it has people research you more and see that you're not saying the things that they claim. That's what happened to me. I know that only increased my reach. Was they would say that I was a racist, and then they could not find anything racist.
Well, it's the same thing where they say he peddles this info and says this, and then never link to it. And again, they're the high priest, like you said, though. We're going to decide what you can see, okay? We're in charge. Like, imagine if you were even a teenager, people go, I'm in charge of what you can see. Famously, Cuomo on CNN goes, you can't look at WikiLeaks. I'm allowed to. If you do, you'll be arrested. People are like, what?
It's the sale of indulgences, what Martin Luther originally rebelled against back in the day. It's you have this institutional corruption that makes it so some people can say certain things and some people can't. And the people in America are just not buying it. You know, they flooded, they've successfully made the word racist and Nazi and all this stuff meaningless terms. So now when someone's called a racist or a Nazi, I don't even flinch because I assume that it's just someone who's went against the narrative. Because, you know, once they start calling Jewish people Nazis and black people like Candace Owens racist, they've jumped the ship. You know, they jumped the shark. And at this point, no one's buying it. CNN, I mean, people are chanting CNN sucks, and they act like the victim. They're trying to play victim.
Oh, they say, oh, Trump's going to attack us, but they're the one. Well, take this speech in Alex Jones. It says the ADL comes out in defense of banning Alex Jones. Then it says his conspiracy theories are serious. But there's no link
Russian
to them.
Collusion.
There's no
Russian link. Collusion.
But one would have thought that this open appeal to bigotry, they don't even show what I'm saying, and frequent anti-Semitic dog whistles. So notice, no links in the New York Times, like we would do in our article. Like if I said somebody said something anti-Semitic, I would link to it. I don't agree with being anti-Semitic. They have a right to say it, but they don't show it.
His conspiracy theories are serious, but one would have thought that his open appeals to bigotry and frequent anti-Semitism dog whistles would have merited his removal from social media and podcasting platforms long ago.
So because it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, I mean, that'd be like if I said the guy that wrote this is a Nazi. Well, he'd sue me. I'm not saying he is one. He says it about me because it's okay, because he says it in the New York Times. I had a New York Times writer here, and I said, yeah, when I tried to get into the inauguration, they had people blocking the entrances, beating people up. She goes, that's not true. I was there. She goes, Of course, she knew full well it was all over the news that happened. I'm sure she agreed with it. And I said, after I learned that, I said, I'm not talking to you anymore. I said, I'm never talking to you again, because I already knew. I never talked to him anyways. I did it as a test case. They know it's not true. They play this weird mind game of gaslighting where they want you to feel alone and weird, like their will. Like, you know, Islam is not oppressive. We do not wear burqas. We do not sexually mutilate women. Hillary won the election. And it's this weird, you know, mind control thing of like, no one blocked anyone at the inauguration. No one came to see Trump. And I search engine it, and there were even Washington Post, New York Times, saying they blocked people, they beat them up. I was there. But they just attacked us and said it wasn't the case.
Yeah, it's almost like trust is one of the most important things you can have, especially with a media outlet. And my slogan was always, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying.
No, I know, but let me ask you that question. What is this weird thing on the left where they'll go, they'll like say something that's true and admit it isn't true. They'll look at you and smile and go, is it trying to manipulate you, or is
it compliance training? It's just like how you train a dog, where you say, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is the greatest woman in the world. Caitlyn, just say it. It's a purity test for a cult, where if you admit to nonsense, they know they own you. It's how you train animals. There's no difference. So if someone says, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler, Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler, admit it. They're not asking you if you believe Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Everyone knows he's not.
They're just wanting you to submit. Because they've submitted, and that's the power they have.
Exactly. They want to be able to know that whatever they tell you, you'll agree with. And that's the leftist mentality.
Well, we got to have you back up because you're dead
loser.
On target.
It's always losing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's always a losing mentality, because I was talking to one of my buddies about this recently, where I was like, the one thing I love about you is when I bring up a point that you realize is a better point than what you previously believed, you look happy, you look excited, like, thank you for sharpening my sword, whereas a leftist would look threatened and then call you a bigot. So fundamentally, they're only dulling their own weapons, their own.
Oh, all the time I admit I'm wrong. I'm always trying to, like, learn this stuff.
Yeah, totally. And you bet a higher percentage than any of these mainstream guys. I was telling that to Harrison. I'm buddies with Harrison. And I was telling him, if you go back in time, if you go 6 months, a year, in a lot of your shows, that's probably one reason why they wanted to wipe the slate, is you're more accurate than they want to admit. And at first, sometimes you hear things and they sound jarring. And then you see time play out and you're like, wow, it really did go to China, huh? That's wild.
Let's do five more minutes and talk about that. No, 35,000 videos, 2.5 billion views, 2.5 million subscribers. Like, to use the Star Wars analogy, like Alderaan, blown into bits, destroyed, gone. And they just are so pleased. And the New York Times smiles and says, Alex, nobody attacked protesters. Nobody blocked Trump people. You're a liar. And they smile. We got.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.